The trophy wife. Eva smiled when she reflected that her husband Scott seemed to think of her as a trophy wife, the gorgeous younger second wife of a midlife crisis. Some trophy. She brought triplets and no money to the marriage, only her youth, wit, and good looks. An atomic blonde. Scott's first marriage had been disastrous, full of rancor and infidelity. There had been two children, a boy and a girl, but his wife, Melanie, had been vicious and vindictive, and Scott had spent years in therapy after the divorce. Even her children hated Melanie and would have nothing to do with her. Not that Eva thought much of the kids, who seemed to regard her as a gold digger, a fortune seeker. Eva was barely 5 years older than Todd, 7 older than Vicky. Scott, manager of the personnel department, human resources, for a large insurance company, had met Eva when she interviewed for a computer programming job. Information technology specialist, or was it data analyst? She hadn't gotten the job, but Scott had asked her out on a date. One thing led to another. By that time, Jack was out of the picture, her first husband, father of the triplets, a no-good abusive alcoholic, though after the September 11th attacks, he'd get religion and a 12-step program and become excruciatingly sanctimonious, if a responsible adult at last. When Eva and Scott went out, waitresses would mistake her for his daughter, or at least a younger sister. It was awkward at first, but Scott turned it into a joke. He'd say he traded in his 60 for a pair of 30s. But he was indeed quite happy with Eva. She made him feel young again, young and in love. But while Scott went to the office every day, Eva, ostensibly looking for a job, stayed home, working on her novel and shepherding the triplets around. They were now in kindergarten, which made the prospect of Eva's getting a job more realistic. After a year of marriage, Scott was starting to nag her about it. She'd had a grim data entry job in Butler, but when she married Scott and moved to Altoona, she'd had to give it up. "I'm not saying your novel's not important work," Scott clarified, "but we've got 3 little kids to raise." I know, I really am looking. I sent out a resume last week for a marketing position with that place." "Marketing? What the fuck do you know about marketing?" They said they wanted someone with writing skills. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just a little stressed these days." "I also sent out a resume to the newspaper for a position in the editorial department." Scott rolled his eyes, but Eva did not jump to the bait. So on that clear Tuesday morning in western Pennsylvania, after Scott had gone to the office and Marcy, Heather, and Amber were all in school, Eva sat down to work on her novel, a story about a divorced single mother trying to make her way in the world. When the phone rang, it was Scott. "Are you watching television?" he asked. "No, I'm not watching the fucking television, Scott," Eva shot back. Why did he think she was a good-for-nothing? "I'm working on my novel." "Well, turn on the television," Scott said, ignoring her tone. "Some assholes have just flown an airplane into the World Trade Center in New York." Eva turned on the television in time to see the second plane crash into the other tower. She spent the rest of the day glued to the news, transfixed. And when Scott came home in the evening with the girls, they embraced with all the love and forgiveness they felt for each other.